It's Tumultuous Tuesday on the news, according to me. It is, I think it's still Tuesday. Yeah, it's Tuesday. Okay. I need to double check on my calendar there. Make sure it's Tuesday. I'm at the home studio this morning. Oh, keyboard batteries are low. Replace or recharge the batteries soon. That's not a good sign. I don't have a... I've got a knockoff. I don't have the actual Apple keyboard. It looks like an Apple keyboard. It is not. It is. It takes... But it says Apple on there, though. But it takes regular battery. I have to put double A's in this thing. Think about maybe putting those rechargeable type of double A's in there. See how that goes. But I digress. I had all kinds of reminders popping up here. This morning I went back and I got the, I had to redo my computer here. I had to turn it off. I turned it off yesterday because of the issues that I had last Friday. Last Friday I did the show from the house here. And I ended up, it sounded terrible. It was sound like, that's all it sounded like. It was a live show, no less. And I had no idea that it didn't record. And it was a good show too. You really missed a good show there. I just entertained myself, which is what I do 90% of the time anyway, through life. I just kind of entertain myself. I laugh at my own jokes. That kind of stuff. It's quite a life. But anyway, so I had this issue with this thing and, I ended up, turning the computer completely off, turning everything off and just rebooting everything. It seems to work really well. And right now everything's working fine. So it's back to working the way it's supposed to. It doesn't seem to have quite the, my audio has the same quality it did, but I think it's okay though. What I do have with me though, however, if you haven't ever heard the show before, by the way, if this is your first time visiting, well, apparently we get some first time visitors. During the live show yesterday, I had several people popping in that I don't recognize their names. Sometimes you usually get the regular crowd that pops in and they give me a like and they run out of the room just because I think they were just running around giving everybody likes. There's kind of this network of people on some of the groups, and what happens is they have a podcast themselves, and so what they do is they go around and it's kind of this buddy network where we all kind of click on each other's stuff. So I get a notification that someone started a podcast, so I'll jump over to the podcast real quick and click on the like button. Because it does help to boost their stuff. It helps to boost their. If you get 1,000 likes, it tends to boost the output that they put out there. Not that they throttle anything or do anything like that. They would never do that. I'm sure, but it does help the what they call the algorithm. It's a big word. Algorithm. I hear it all the time. It's constantly ringing in my head. Algorithm. Now, I hear it all the time on YouTube. People talk about the algorithm. Got to make the algorithm. It just gets your stuff out there more. But I've noticed a few other people that have like jumped into the room yesterday. The people that I never had seen before, and they actually stuck around. They didn't just jump in and hit the like button and run out like some kind of gopher. Was actually listening to the show. So I have noticed that, like, just even like yesterday, that the listenership, the clicks, the listeners. What do you call yourself out there in podcast land? Listeners. I'm the listenee, or you're the. I don't know. You got your talkers and you got your listeners. In this case, I'm pretty much the talker, and you're pretty much the listener. But there were several more out there. The chart just keeps going up, and I don't understand that. Why are you people tuning into the show? Probably to find out what's in my cup. I have this morning. I have I have my Rapala cup here again, which I have chai, and I'm running low on Cinnabon creamer. I'm about to have to next time you, next show, possibly, we'll see what happens here throughout the day, how much, whether I have any. It's either going to happen tomorrow or the next day. I'm going to end up, well, actually the next day, I just found out that on Thursday morning, I'm going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee tomorrow. And I get in there pretty early. I actually have an early thing. Well, not early, early, but I'll be in there for the evening. And then I actually leave out of there early in the morning. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. So I don't think I'm going to be able to get up in time to have a show. Now, I might have an afternoon or evening show on Thursday. I kind of doubt it, but it might happen. You just never know. However, Friday morning, the plan is to have a live show again. I have nothing else on the docket for Friday morning, unless something breaks or something weird happens. So, I will try to make sure that happens. If nothing else, I might just put out a little blurb on Thursday about what's going to be on. What I might spend most of my time doing on Thursday, actually Thursday evening, instead of having a show, I'm probably going to just do show prep. That way I'll actually have a show that's worth listening to on Friday. That's kind of a concept that I hadn't thought of before. Spend some time making the next show worth listening to. Huh. I should put that on a plaque somewhere. Hang it up in here. Oh, I don't have any place to hang it. Got a bunch of sound tiles everywhere. So it's a lot of things going on right now. Let's listen this morning to, apparently, you know, with all the stuff about the documents going on, there's some interesting cases going on, of course, that are being covered up by the media. The media is all over this other thing. They're blaming right-wing media, and they're blaming congressmen and everything else on Biden's problems right now that he's having with this document stuff. Now, it's kind of an interesting, it's very chaotic right now for these people. Because they're not sure whose side to be on. They don't defend Biden too much. Because, you know, they know that this guy could be going down and they're just going to go down with him. And I see very little way for this guy. Now, here's what's going to happen. How long has the FBI had Hunter Biden under investigation? You know, Adam Schiff came out lying to the public about how, well, there's evidence in plain sight. There's just evidence right there. It's just, you know, he obviously, you know, colluded with Russia. It's right there. You can just see it from in plain sight. Well, where is it? What exactly are you talking about? Well, it's right there. Just look at it. Well, so let's just look at it. We'll just look at that thing. We'll just look at it. I don't know if any of you have seen that meme thing. It's kind of funny. The problem here is that Adam Schiff is not coming out and stating the obvious about Hunter Biden. Oh, the poor fellow, he just had, you know, he was having some troubles and you guys are just piling on. Well, you know, he had troubles and you're just piling on. No, poor guy had some addictions and you're uncompassionate, you uncompassionate people. Can you imagine? Can you just for a moment, think what it would have been like if Donald Trump Jr. had photographs that looked even half of anything that Hunter Biden's photographs have been found looking like. They would be completely compassionate, I'm sure. All of his dealings overseas, if he had been traveling around with his father doing deals with Ukrainians and Chinese, Iranians. I think Joe's brother actually kind of had he was divvied out the Iranian side of things. Iran. But Hunter, you know, Hunter was, he had everything going with the Ukraine and Russia stuff over there in China. Mostly Ukraine. Which is why the whole thing with, you know, Donald Trump knew full well what was going on over there. That's why he called the president and asked him to do some investigations. Oh, we're going to impeach you for that. We're going to impeach you. You're trying to make a deal with them. You're trying to go after your political opponents, getting a foreign nation involved in your political opponents. Okay, Christopher Steele was not a... He was a British operative. He was a foreign entity who was going out and manufacturing stuff to go after Trump, then the candidate, and to control him as president. James Comey tried to shake him down in his office. This is the kind of stuff we can have out. This is the kind of stuff that's out there. I just want to let you know. That's why Trump fired him. He knew what he was doing. Trump knew that stuff wasn't true. Try to pressure him. It's the kind of stuff. And so how long has the FBI been investigating Hunter Biden? Which, as long as he's under investigation, by the way, the press secretary, all she has to do is say, well, I can't make any comments. You have to talk to the FBI about that because they can't make any comments on an ongoing investigation. We only speak through our filings and letters and court documents. Oh, but they can speak through all kinds of leaks. How does the FBI photographs, by the way, of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago raid? How do those become public? The FBI's photos. These weren't news media photos. How does that stuff get leaked to the press? Well, we only speak through our leaks to certain news organizations and our filings, and I forgot to include that little part of it. How does CNN know that Roger Stone's house is about to be raided and they have a news crew with them? Because it was a made-for-television event. I have to perp walk this guy. Just happened to be a particular news organization showed up to Mar-a-Lago that day, too, as well. I come in with lights flashing and sirens blaring. Right before an election. Isn't that great? So the standard mode of operation here for the modus operandi of the FBI is the typical, that they gather this information and then they use it when they want it, when they need to use it, when it's expedient for them to do so. And I believe that what we're seeing right now is I get this feeling that there's kind of this wrestling match going on behind the scenes among the deep state network. There are some people in the deep state that they've kind of taken sides on this thing. Some of them want Joe to stay in, some of them don't. So having this, I think there's this internal struggle right now because the news media is kind of on their heels with this one. They're not sure what to do because the deep state isn't telling them what to do. Or they're getting mixed signals. And I think they're a little bit concerned, like the FBI and the other agencies that are out there. I think that they're having a little struggle communicating with the news media simply because their normal channels are kind of being monitored a little bit more right now. They know that there's a little bit more oversight. There's possibly going to be some accountability in some things. And they're trying to kind of wash their hands from some of these things or staying back, they're being paranoid. People do things wrong. When you're not doing anything wrong, if I'm going the speed limit, or within reason with going the speed limit, 55, 56, 57 miles an hour on a 50 or 60, say the speed limit is 65 and I'm going along 67 miles an hour. I see a cop. I just kind of keep going. If you're going 75, 80 miles an hour in a 65 mile an hour zone, you're looking all over the place. Don't ask me how I know this. But let's just say you become a little bit paranoid because you know you're doing something wrong. So you're kind of watching out for somebody that might be, catching you doing this. I think that's where we're at right now with the deep state right now. I think that there's some internal struggles going on back and forth right now. I just get that feeling, you could say. We'll call it a feeling. And I think that that's going to be, usually that's the beginning of the end, because people start getting paranoid. When you see somebody who's a, you know, that's why junkies, you call them junkies, people who are having a substance abuse issues have a tendency to have a lot of paranoia because they know they're doing something wrong. They're afraid they're going to get caught. And they start getting really paranoid. As the song says, paranoia will destroy you. And it's kind of the beginning of the end, because you spend so much time being worried about people catching you. You know, when you're walking down the street, you know, when you're paying attention to what's in front of you, you're on a mission, you're going somewhere, you know what you're doing. You're not looking over your shoulder. Well, you know, this is a challenge for you. Don't do this. Have one of your kids do this, or somebody else that you don't, have someone you don't like do this. How about that? I probably get sued for just telling you to have your kids do this. Kids can bounce off of a wall or trip down some steps, and they don't really get hurt. They just kind of bounce back from that. They're made out of plastic or something. I don't know what it is. Old people like me, I can't fall down steps or run into a wall without major life changes. So keep in mind, I'm not a doctor or a lawyer. Don't pretty much just don't do anything I say. That's my disclaimer right now at this point. So these, you know, if you're walking around looking over your shoulder all the time, you're bound to run into a wall or fall down some steps or run into somebody else or walk out in front of a car. You're liable to get hurt. That's what I'm trying to say. And at that point, you know, when you're at that paranoia issue, you know, where you're looking over your shoulder, driving down the road, going 60 miles an hour in a 60 mile an hour zone, you're just kind of driving along, tooling along, enjoying the day. Even 65, you're probably pretty, you know, oh, there's a cop, I can slow down a little bit, whatever. You're probably okay at that point. Now, if you're in a 60 mile an hour zone and you're going 80 miles an hour, you're paranoid. You're looking up in your rearview mirror. You're looking around. You're looking all over the place. Not that I would know this personally by any, I've been told. I've never, of course I would never break the speed limit. But, you know, you're in that situation where you're looking over your shoulder. You're paranoid. And that seems to be where we have the agencies, as they were. I'd like to call them the agencies now, like the FBI, the CIA, all these agencies. Now, I have to break in here for just a second and say something about this. I started this morning's show with this show. I actually started recording with this show. My system locked up and stopped recording. I don't know why. When I went to stop the recording, it went away, and I thought I lost it. The whole intro, everything, I thought I lost it. So I started another show on a different program, because I didn't trust this program, this software. This is the one I've been using because it's been rock solid for a long time. So I used the old one that I used to use all the time, which always had problems. It would, right in the middle of recording, it would just stop recording. And sure enough, it did. About 10 minutes into the show, it stopped recording. I lost a bunch of content because I didn't notice that it stopped recording, and it was. I probably did 5 minutes of show and didn't realize it. Well, so I went back and I started kind of listening to where I was, and I started back. At least I didn't lose the whole thing. I only lost, you know, that little bit that I didn't, wasn't recording on. So I went back over and it did it again. I started up the show again, and I couldn't remember what I had started on the first show, and blah, 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 blah. I went through this whole thing. Long story here. And then it did it again. It crashed again. So I thought, well, I'll try it one more time. What I ended up doing, I started up this, my old, I closed the old program, the one I had started to begin with. And I tried a little recording, you know, quick recording, see if it would even record and if everything was working okay. Well, it was. So I went back over, looked at the recording list. There was the original show. It was there. It wasn't there before. I thought I lost it. It wasn't on the list before. Now it's on the list. I picked it up, and sure enough, there it is. So I went back to the end of that show, and I started over again. I started from that point on, which is what you're hearing now. I was talking about the whole paranoia thing. Now, there are things on the other show, so I have added content. I might actually go through that and put it at the end of the show. So after the bumper music, I'm probably going to put the ending bumper music. You might want to listen to the rest of the show, because I think what I'm going to do is put that extra content at the end. So if you want to listen to that, you can. I'm not going to make a really long show out of this particular one, but just because I'm getting tired. I have to say, I've been doing this 5-minute show has taken me about an hour, and I'm not sure what I've said and what I haven't said. I keep talking about this book I want to write. I can't remember whether I even said it during the show or not. So I was looking up on the one show, I thought it was on this one, but I don't think it was recording. Things that I'm not, because I went into this whole thing of, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an epidemiologist, I'm not a physician, I'm not a life coach or a financial counselor. A lot of things that I'm not. I thought, well, I should just look at it. Maybe somebody's written a book about things that I'm not, I need to write this book. Because I was looking in this, I can't remember if it was even on this show or not. Was it on the other show or this show? The other three shows. I've done like 5 shows today. And I was looking up this stuff online, and I did a search for things that I'm not, list of things I'm not. And I couldn't find anything that pertained to anything. Like, there wasn't a list. On all of the World Wide Web, they couldn't find anything that was a list of things I'm not. So I thought, this might be a good book to write. It's like Michael Knowles wrote a book. It was, greatest ideas that liberals have had, or whatever. Top 100, whatever it was. It was greatest liberal ideas. Of course, it had an intro, it had a preface, it had the preface at the beginning of the book. And then it started in with chapter 1, and the rest of the pages were all blank. It had like 100 pages, and they were all blank. That was the greatest ideas of the liberals. And so it was a book with no content. It was kind of a novelty book. It was kind of thing you'd buy and put it on your coffee table for when you invited your liberal friends over, and they would see, oh, there's a book with liberal ideas in it. There's nothing. It's all the pages are blank. So that's kind of what this book would be like if I did one. It would just be kind of a funny book about things that I'm not and why I'm not, or things that I will not be or that I don't want to be or don't want to do. Just go on and on about, that could be a never-ending book. I'm really seriously considering this. I think I said it on the other show, but I really am. So this will be in the bonus content. You'll also get some of this stuff. So getting back to the whole political, let's just dive into the political stuff here real quick. The whole thing with the FBI and the CIA and the NIA, all these agencies. What we're finding out now, Devin Nunes was Maria Bartiromo. I think she was kind of under a lot of attack, even from within Fox News, because of some of the things she said. She had Kevin Nunes on all the time, and he was talking about the stuff that was going on with Russiagate and all the stuff that Adam Schiff was saying, and the things that were involved with Hunter Biden, the compromising issues that were going on there. And Devin Nunes was a part of all that. He nailed it. He was right about all this stuff. And in the meantime, Maria had him on the show quite a bit, and she was under attack. And don't think it for a minute; it was just from the MSNBC and CNN folks. There were people at Fox News didn't like her saying things, having Kevin Nunes on and all this stuff. So this stuff was all now we're finding Kevin Nunes is back in the news again, because guess what? All this stuff is now coming out we know now that there's more evidence of it. Now, this whole thing with Hunter Biden's laptop, the FBI and the way they operate, this is all, the way all the intelligence operations, all the agencies work now. How long has Hunter Biden been under investigation? How long does it take to figure out this guy should be in jail now, today? He should have been in jail a year ago. They had his laptop a year before the midterms. I'm sorry, a year before the general, the 2020 election. It is enough evidence that Joe Biden should never have been allowed to set foot in the White House ever again. And yet, there he is. The FBI hung on to this laptop. They had it a year before the 2020 election. They got 51 individuals to come out and say it was has all the earmarks of Russian propaganda. These are people like Clapper, Brennan, all these former intelligence agency folks. Former intelligence agency folks. Earmarks. All the earmarks. They come out with this letter so that they can discredit the whole thing. It's a conspiracy theory. It's all Russian propaganda. Really? So the pictures of Hunter Biden doing stuff that he's doing, you're saying that was all just deep fake stuff, all made up. You know, I can understand that the emails might be somehow, you know, fabricated. Even that, pretty far-fetched. You got 10,000 emails. People who are doing Oppo stuff, what they want to, they'll just come up with one or two emails. You know, sit around, let's make 10,000 emails, tell this guy's life story, make it look credible. No, that's not the way that works. They come up with one little paper. But yeah, I'm going down that rabbit hole. So the what happens here is they sit on this stuff, and what they're going to do is use it for later on. They put people under investigation, either to protect them or to vilify them, one of the two. But they'll use this information later on. That's what they're going to do. So that's what happens here. Now, all of a sudden we're starting to find out that, yes, Joe Biden apparently some of these top secret classified documents, guess who had access to them? Hunter Biden. And probably Joe Biden's brother. Is it James? Yeah. Because they're in this other home where Hunter Biden was living. Now, Hunter was putting, you know, he falsified all kinds of documents. Some of his personal stuff, like he applied for a gun permit or whatever he got. When he bought a gun, he lied. When he applied for a mortgage or whatever he was doing, driver's license, whatever it was, he put down his home. He owned his home. But actually, Joe Biden owned the home. Because on the books, on the records, he's paying Joe Biden $50,000 a month rent for this home that he's living in. $50,000 a month rent for the home to the big guy. This is money laundering stuff. Hunter Biden comes up with does some artwork, sells for like $500,000. Out of the blue. I think I'm just going to take up painting all of a sudden, and I'm going to sell one of my paintings, and I'm going to get $500,000 worth. Gee, I don't think I'd stop. I think I'd be painting to this day. I think he should still be painting. Artwork is one of the biggest ways they launder money. Now, there's all kinds of things here. There's just, if you look into Joe Biden, talk about tax. Let's get your tax records. Well, that's why they call it money laundering, because it makes it look like it was legal. The tax records won't show that. They won't show the nefarious things that happened to get that money. Where did Hunter Biden come up with all this money? Oh, yeah, he had a job where he didn't know anything about what he was doing. He was on the board. He admitted to it. He got the job because he was Joe Biden's son. Because he was the son of the vice president. He admitted to that on national television. So what are these people paying for? What are they getting for their money? For their $1 million a year, whatever they're paying. Or they're more than that in some cases. But you know, the FBI is not looking into that at all. Even under the Trump administration, Trump could not find an AG that would go after this guy. Well, he's a political opponent. You can't go after your political opponents. And then we have Hillary Clinton out there.
No one's above the law, not even a sitting president or a former president.
Okay. That's your standard. You're kind of the head of the DNC at that point. You're the head lead candidate on your side. Let's go ahead and just have you, by your standards, then we'll just go after anybody we choose. It's your standard. Nobody's above the law, whether you're a political opponent or not. But then Donald Trump gets impeached because he goes after. He calls a foreign power and says, hey, why don't you look into this Hunter Biden thing? Oh, you're asking a foreign individual to go after your political opponent. A foreign power. You're asking a foreign power to investigate on your behalf if he's corrupt, wouldn't you want to know that? The only reason you care about it is because he's your side. Because, by the way, Christopher Steele, the person that Hillary Clinton campaign went after and paid to have a dossier made, was not an American. He was a British, ex-British spy who fabricated all the document information. Learned some interesting couple interesting things that have popped up this week amidst all the DocuGate that's under, you know, that Joe Biden is under right now. One of the things is the Trump lawyers actually had a chance to speak before a committee, and of course the House committee, and it was. People are erupting over some of the things he said. And however, all he's done is exposed some of the stuff that happened on January 6th and some of the lies that the left and the January 6th commission has told. Very good. If you get a chance to listen to his testimony, it takes about 10 minutes. It's very good to listen to because he goes through all of the stuff that they did, shows all of the documents, all of the pictures that they took that they doctored to make it look like something happened. Really interesting testimony. And lays it out the way it is. Plays the entire Trump speech on January 6th. Shows that he never said the things that they played, because they edited everything that he said in his speech. Made it sound like he was saying one thing and just said something else. Very interesting stuff. The other thing that has happened is this whole thing with... I kind of lost my train of thought. There were two things. One was this whole thing with the Trump lawyer. The other is something that has something to do with something. And I don't remember what it is, but I'll remember. Let me think here for a minute. I have to ponder. If I linger long enough, I might remember what it was. Well, let's go back to the whole DocuGate thing for real quick here. The issue right now is that apparently, Joe Biden, you know, they found multiple documents all over the place. And again, my questions again come back to who is outing this guy? Who's going through the houses looking for documents? Are these people with top secret clearance? There's too many questions here. Too much weird stuff going on. Of course, the way the DOJ will protect or not protect the guy. I think there's this internal struggle right now going on between the agencies. There are those who want to see Joe Biden be able to continue on and because they have they have to protect their job because he's their boss. Merrick Garland, for example. He knows that if somebody else gets in there, he's probably going to lose his job. at the other side of the spectrum is the other agencies that are involved, the FBI, all the other, you know, intelligence agencies, as they're called. They've got their own agenda. In my opinion, this is just a sense that I have. I would call it a feeling. There seems to be a lot of, what's the word? Turmoil. Activity going on behind the scenes. There's a power struggle going on here. Right now, it's not making any waves. You can't see, it's below the surface. You can't really see it, but I believe there's something going on. Because this is very strange. I think the news media has been kind of back on their heels with this one because they're not being informed of what they should think, not being told about what the narrative should be here, because they're a little confused. Some of them are actually kind of coming out against Joe. Some of them are trying to stand up for him and trying to attack Republicans in this whole thing. There's just a lot of chaos, which tells you something that they're not sure what to say here. Interesting, very interesting to see how this is panning out. But in the meantime, while all this stuff is going on, you got this case going on before the House right now, where Trump's lawyer is now spelling out all the things that the Democrats did. So Adam Schiff and all this stuff that was happening, all the lies that were being told during the January 6th Commission, all this stuff is happening, is now coming out to some degree. And they're not sure what to do with this. Of course, they turn back around. They attack the Republicans and say, "Oh, they're just you know, all these conspiracy QAnon, you know, MAGA folks out there." No, they're just spelling out what actually happened and the truth that actually happened. If you consider that to be an attack, because your whole premise is being attacked, I guess if you want to call it that, because it was all built on lies. So there's that stuff happening. At the same time, we have some other things happening. The Pete Buttigieg issue. Oh, it was just a corrupt file. Remember this a few days ago. We had the issue of, there's some COVID stuff too I want to talk about. A couple days ago, there was this issue, you know, a few days ago, where everything was shut down. We had to have a nationwide ground stop. Planes couldn't take off because of the whole thing. The NOTAM thing. Now, it used to be called Notices to Airmen. Now it's Notices to Air Missions. Because we had to have it, you know, at least we got the wokeness put in there. That helped us out a lot. But supposedly, I called this, I nailed it. I was telling everybody, you watch, they're going to ask for more money now. So we need more infrastructure money. We need roads and bridges. Didn't we just hear this roads and bridges thing? We spent billions of dollars on roads and bridges. Now, what did they do with that money? They apparently didn't invest it in the NOTAM system. We're still operating with 1942 technology. Why? Because you haven't got enough money for it? Maybe some of that, maybe just $1 billion of it that we sent, instead of sending $40 billion to Ukraine, we should have spent $39 and kept the billion for ourselves so we could keep our infrastructure going. I bet $1 billion would have fixed that corrupt file. Maybe. Speaking of CrowdStrike, talk about them a little bit. We had an issue with the NOTAM system, grounded everybody in the U.S. A couple hours later, it opened back up again. They got it all fixed. Tucker Carlson had a very interesting piece on this last night. This same thing happened in the Philippines. This same thing happened in Canada. Not at the same time. Same exact thing. Ground all the air traffic. All the airplanes grounded. A few hours later, it was up. Now, there's something called ransomware. When someone can take you down and then say, hey, we want $50 million in Bitcoin. And we'll take our foot off your throat. We'll bring the system back up again. Tucker Carlson said, well, if this kind of thing would happen, if they actually paid this guy off, this organization, whatever this thing, this attack, this cyber attack that happened, if this actually was what happened here, then you would see a spike. Because the government would have to go out and buy $50 million worth of Bitcoin, which would cause the price of Bitcoin to go up. Well, guess what happened? The price at that time, the price of Bitcoin went up 20%. Huh. What a coincidence. It was just a corrupt file. A corrupt file. Now, if you understand anything about the way the flight service stations work, which I do, I've been a pilot for like 40 years. You understand that they are lying through their teeth. Somebody held us hostage, and they paid them off. They didn't want you to know about it, because guess what? Our policy is we don't give in to terrorists. We don't negotiate with terrorists. We've got Dan Crenshaw coming out and calling fellow Republicans terrorists. And the real terrorists, well, we just won't talk about them. We'll just pay them off. Give them what they want. Kind of crazy stuff. So, we have interesting things happening in the world at this point. COVID stuff. CDC finally came out and admitted this new jab, the new bivariant or whatever, it's like a double acting. It's got the original vaccine, and it's also got it does a double duty thing where they said that there may be a little bit of a problem with people getting stroke issues with this one. Bivalent jab. There's another lady here that's news about this doctor who ran a vaccine clinic. Just died suddenly at the age of 25. The folks at that are flying their private jets, these billionaires that are flying around their private jets, apparently there is a huge demand for pilots that are unvaccinated. Speaking of which, like all these rich people who are flying into Davos for the World Economic Forum, all this stuff. I'll talk about carbon emissions. Apparently, under the table here, there's been a lot of requests from some of these organizations like the American Freedom Flyers and that kind of stuff, the people who are kind of organizing against the mandates for pilots to get the jab, are now being requested. They're requesting of them to find pilots that are not vaccinated because of some of the health issues the pilots are having. You see, that pilots have to pass a flight physical about every 6 months. It doesn't take much. Now, you can be perfectly fine or seem perfectly fine and do most jobs in the world. There are some DOT physicals, some things like that you have to have that where you have to pass. The FAA flight physical, the first class flight physical, is fairly stringent. You know, once you get over a certain age, you have to take an EKG once a year. It's quite extensive. They monitor your health quite a bit. Again, that's getting back to the whole thing with my little watch. I don't know if I talked about that on this show. It's monitoring the herd. So pilots are very sensitive to this kind of thing. This is one of the reasons they don't want to take something that could potentially ruin their entire career for the rest of their lives. Or ruin their life, let alone ruin your life in general, just ruin their career. Being forced to take an experimental drug, which it is still experimental, by the way. If you look at the paperwork that's been done, it's very obvious. What they approved is not what they're jabbing people with. I don't know how they're getting away with this. Unbelievable. So what they've done is that these billionaires, people are they're seeking out pilots that have not had the vaccine. What do they know? Very interesting. Now, having said all of that, just some of the issues that are out there. We have an interesting article I just ran across. This mall, apparently, it was a mall cop. This guy's wearing a T-shirt on the back. So the back of it says Jesus, and then it's got this. You've seen the bumper sticker with all the different symbols on it. That's like it's supposed to be like an include everybody kind of thing. It's not just, you know, it's like all the different religions. He's got that's on there. It's like, looks like a bumper sticker and it's crossed off and it says Jesus at the top and it says is the only way at the bottom. And it's got the thing in the middle crossed off. Well, apparently some woman was offended by that and she complained and the mall police are trying to get rid of the guy. Under what grounds? Under what? Just because some woman is offended by it. You don't have a right to not be offended. That's just not a right. And the reason for them kicking this guy out, now, just so happens, the man happens to be African-American. So they're in a little bit of a quandary here. But I just find it appalling. There's nothing vulgar on the T-shirt at all. But you could walk around with something vulgar on your T-shirt, and I'm sure nobody would care. It's ridiculous. I still can't think of the other thing that I was going to talk about that's in the news that was fairly important. I'll probably remember as soon as I shut the show down. I'll probably remember what it was. Like I said, I think I've been drinking too much caffeine. Let me just take a sip of my sweet tea. I've got my backup cup here. There we go. It's got a little bit of apple cider in it. That's what I needed to slow myself down a little bit. So I have the rest of this content I'm going to put at the end of the show. And what I'll do is, so after you hear the bumper music start to come in, and the show's going to be over, there's about another, about another 20 minutes worth of show there. It's almost like a whole other show. And I'm pretty sure I repeated myself a few times. And it just kind of ends abruptly because of the thing. So I'm not going to put anything at the end of it. I'm just going to throw it in there. Bonus footage, as they call it. Free of charge, by the way. You get it all free. It's all free stuff. Unlike this show where you're paying through the nose for it. Which is, that's difficult because your nose, you know. Basically, it's in quarters. That means quarters are coming out of your nose. Which is kind of painful sometimes, but we'll go with it. If this was a show, if it was actually a video, I could show you how that works, but it's just audio. You'll just have to use your imagination at this point. But, the other thing was the Nancy Pelosi thing. That's what it was. It was Nancy Pelosi. She's under fire right now because of all the things that happened on January 6th. Well, apparently there's some video now and some things coming out about what Nancy Pelosi did prior to January 6th, and the things she did on January 6th, how this whole thing was all fabricated. So it's very, very interesting stuff coming out. Now, we'll see what the news media does with it. I think they're going to have a hard time with it. The whole document gate, I think, is going to open up a new realm of things, as well as the weaponization of federal government committee that has been formed. I think Jim Jordan is at the helm of that thing. So it'll be interesting to see how that all pans out. Oh, ex-Intel official knew Hunter's laptop was real, but lied anyway. That's a new headline just came across Real News Network. Or Reliable News Network, sorry. Interesting. This stuff is kind of opening up like a can of worms. Some of these guys are trying to get out in front of it and trying to be the whistleblowers now. We'll see what happens. I think there's going to be some real turmoil among the agencies, as we call them. We'll see how that all works out for them and for us. In the meantime, I believe I'm just going to end the show here with the bumper music, the outro music, as they call it. It's like what I call it. And stay tuned. Listen all the way to the end, because at the end, there will be more. But wait, there's more. You'll see it. It'll be on there. It'll be really interesting. So this is Tuesday. There will be a show tomorrow morning. And then I will be heading out of here I'll be in Knoxville, Tennessee tomorrow evening. Heading back this way, probably I'm going to be doing a potential show, a live show on Friday. There probably will not be a show on Thursday, because like I said, I'm going to try to do something unique and actually prepare for the show on Friday. Have some show prep to make it actually worthwhile show listening to. So that's the plan. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but we'll see if it works out. In the meantime, folks, continue to pray for our nation, all the turmoil that's out there. God bless. Have a great rest of your week, rest of your day, rest of your month, rest of your year. It is Tumultuous Tuesday. This is the news, according to me. Well, this is attempt number 2 at the show this morning. Let's see how this goes. It's a little frustrating. I started the show earlier, and something weird happened with my recording ability. All of a sudden, the little program that I always use now to record with, because it's been so rock solid, just absolutely stopped. It was still running, but it wasn't recording anything. It was almost as if my microphone had been turned off. However, the microphone wasn't turned off. Something weird happened. So I'm using this other program called Logic Pro. Now, I use this with trepidation, because a lot of times the problem I have with this thing is that a lot of times it will stop working. It just says, "Oh, disk overload," and it just stops recording, which is a little bit unnerving, to say the least, because I might be right in the middle of something and not really realize that it did it, and then all of a sudden it just stops recording. It's very frustrating to go back and reset it and all this stuff, and you tend to lose stuff at that point. Now, right now, it seems to be working just fine. So we'll see how this works out. However, I don't trust my other program. I went to stop it. I noticed that hadn't been recording for a couple minutes, and so I went back and I ended it, and it went away. Everything I had recorded, 20 minutes of the show, is gone forever into the ethos. Maybe it's because I was talking about what happened with last Friday's show. The live show that got just obliterated went off into la-la land, apparently. It's just a bunch of weird stuff happening. So now at this point, I forget what I've talked about and what I haven't talked about. Pretty much the first 20 minutes of the show is usually pretty much just scatterbrain stuff anyway, like it is right now. So I don't think you really missed much. I think there were a couple of good nuggets in there, though. Bet I can't go back and get those back out. You know, you can't just, when you're doing stuff spontaneously like this, this is what gets kind of interesting. When you're doing spontaneous stuff like this, it is really difficult to redo it. There's no script. I'm just, you know, flying off the cuff here. Whatever's in my head, it's coming out of my mouth. It was, I was, in fact, I was just looking up some stuff on the internet. Maybe that's what caused the problem. But in the meantime, I will talk about this one thing. Get this out of the way real quick while we still are recording here. I've got a, what's in my cup? What's in my cup is chai, of course, my vanilla Pacific Island chai, with my Cinnabon creamer. Now, I'm about to run out of Cinnabon creamer. Probably tomorrow. I probably still have enough for tomorrow. But then I'm going to have to go into the Almond Joy creamer that I think I have on standby. And that stuff, however, I looked at my schedule here for this week. Tomorrow morning, there'll be a show. Most likely. Now, right now, it's 8:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on January 17th, 2023. I bought this little thing at Aldi's. I bought one of those little watches. I don't like wearing any kind of jewelry at all, actually. I just don't wear anything. I don't wear necklaces. I don't wear rings or watches. I just don't like wearing stuff. And I really like the functionality of the smartwatch thing. I really like the idea of having it right there on my wrist where I can just look at the time, and just like I used to when I had a watch. Now I use my phone. I have to have it in my pocket all the time. I got this little. It's a Bluetooth watch. It's called an iTouch. It is not the Apple Watch. This thing was $49 at Aldi's. I think it was $49. And so it's not, $300, $400. It doesn't have its own. It's Bluetooth alone. So it only works on Bluetooth. It doesn't work on anything else. Now, I can actually. Yes, the battery's holding up really well. What's interesting is I can go into this thing now. It's got an app that it connects to my phone via Bluetooth. I can see what my blood oxygen level is. Like right now, I can look at this thing. I can look over here. I'm going to look at, I'll go up here, go over there, there, O2, activate, 90, oops, tap to evaluate. It's evaluating my blood O2 oxygen level right now. It is 33%. No, it's 97%. There you go. I think I'd be dead if it was 33. 97% right now, which I don't think it's that good. I thought it should be like 98% if I'm really healthy. Maybe not. I don't know. But it'll tell you what your beats per minute are, all that stuff. If you want to know what that is. Heart rate. Looking at my heart rate right now, 68 BPM. My resting heart rate's usually down in the 50s somewhere, which is better than I thought it would be. I didn't know that my heart rate got that low. I thought that my heart was beating way too fast, but it's apparently down there pretty good. Right now it's going up just thinking about it. So yeah, it's around the 69, 68, or somewhere around there. Which it's kind of nice to, see that kind of stuff. Now it also measures your sleep cycle. Like I can go in and see what my steps. So far today I've had 769 steps. And then today's sleep time. We'll see today's time sleep Monday, 21 minutes, Sunday one. Yeah. I don't know what that's all about. Today's time. I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, so it's just kind of handy. It tells me the outside temperature. It tells me the steps I've done. And sure enough, it just happened. It just happened, folks. The program crashed. Now, fortunately, I was able to save what I had recorded. I don't know for sure what happened there. It's bizarre stuff. I don't know what's going on with this thing. It's not a slow computer. It's got... thing. Let's just go and look and look. Let's look and see what I've got here about this Mac. Let's see. I don't have any of these. I don't have these issues with my other Macs. Now I did have some problems with my other one at the national headquarters. This is a 3.5 gigahertz quad core Intel i7. It has 16 gigabytes of RAM. It just makes no sense that it can't do a simple thing like a recording. Simple, one channel recording like this. What I might have to start doing is just recording this thing I've got a little SD card in the actual mixer that I use. it is rock solid. I could probably just record on that and use it as a backup, at least when I'm at home or at my at the world headquarters over there. When I'm on the road, it's not possible to do. I can't. I just use my laptop. Right. Actually, what I've found is that using my iPad is actually the best thing to use. I've got a special microphone I can plug into that thing. That seems to work really well. Now, getting back to that whole process there, I've got this. I got this Apple. I got this. I got this. Not an Apple. It's not an Apple. It says right on it, not an Apple iWatch. It's an iTouch. And it's, you know, I like this. I like the idea of having this stuff all available, you know, on my wrist like this. It's nice to be able to monitor some things, you know, monitor my heart rate, especially when I'm out exercising or going up and down steps and doing that kind of stuff and doing any kind of workout at all. And keeping track of how much I've, you know, how much I've walked around, especially when I'm traveling, because I can be, it's really interesting to see that, you know, at the end of the day, you've done 15,000 steps. It's like, really? And, you know, you've walked 10 miles or whatever during the day because you're walking down around airports all the time. Now, what's interesting about this is just how nice it is. You know, it's a convenience to have all this stuff. The problem that I have with it is that I feel like I'm, you know, in farming, they attach these little gizmos to cows and stuff to monitor them, to keep track of the herd. This is becoming more and more of a practice. In fact, when I first saw this stuff, it was back in the day they'd put these little collars on cows. Back when I was much younger. This is 30, 40 years ago. They'd put these collars on cows, and what they would do is every time that they would go to feed, that collar would get close to this little sensor on the food trough or the water trough. And the farmer could monitor how often that cow would be drinking water and how often that they would be eating. Knowing how much they were drinking, they would know whether or not they were sick or not. For instance, if they all of a sudden, if they started drinking more, if their water intake was, you know, increased by a certain amount, there might be a physical problem. They want to check them out. If they stopped eating or started eating more, they could check them out, make sure that they were okay. I could monitor how many times a day they would drink, or what times of the day they would drink, or that kind of thing. So it's this monitoring of the herd that's what this reminds me of. And we're willingly doing this out of convenience. Well, it's already happening with our phones. But when you start typing in, okay, this is what I ate today, this is so many steps I took, this is how much coffee I drank, you can see where this is going. Once this data is collected on you, and then they can customize a marketing plan for you. Stuff, it's getting down more and more to this point. And at some point they're going to say, well, you're overweight now. You're eating unhealthy. We're not going to allow you to buy your credit card. When we go to a cashless system, just a matter of time. You know, the government's going to decide whether or not we're going to take care of your health care. Well, you're not going to get any health care here if you don't eat the right things. Because your debit card is not going to allow you to purchase certain items because it's unhealthy for you. You know, and you know where that's going to go. Well, now you can't purchase those things because it's racist, because you're a racist. Or we're going to charge you one fee, and we're going to charge someone else a different fee because, well, you know, racism. Because of reparations or whatever it is. Because you're a Republican, you have to pay more for this. Because you're a Democrat, you can't get this or that. I don't think it's going to matter which side of the aisle you're on. I think everybody's going to have the issues. So it's a little bit scary. To me, not scary as in my heart's going to pass. That might not. Well, I can check it right now. See if my heart's failing. No, my heart's not failing over this. Blood pressure's not even going. It doesn't measure blood pressure, however. It won't do that, but it will give me my beats per minute. So my heart rate isn't even going up over this. But it's enough to make me not want it. I get, you know, well, I was talking about paranoia. Was that my earlier show before I think I was talking about paranoia earlier. I'm not sure if I was talking about paranoia in the part that I recorded. See, I've done about four shows this morning so far now. Paranoia will destroy. Did I happen to mention that earlier in the thing? So I was talking about the, I don't think I did. Getting back to this whole thing with the chaotic, whatever it is. Let's back up here a little bit. I don't know if I've mentioned it or not, but I'm not a doctor or a lawyer. Well, I know I mentioned it in the other show. We talk about being scatterbrained this morning. I remember what I talked about and what I didn't. I'm not a doctor or a lawyer. I'm not a epidemiologist or a financial counselor or a coach, life coach. I'm not a structural engineer or a civil engineer. But I do know people who are. Does that matter? Does that count? So, in fact, I was looking up a list of things that I'm not. I was going to try to find. I searched in the searched box, I put list of things I'm not. It came up with nothing. It came up with all this other stuff. 50 things that I'm not going to do at the ball, that are summer, I'm bored, all this stuff. Nothing in here about list of things I'm not. 5 foods to never eat. Things to do today. I think I need to write a book. Things I'm not. It would be 10 inches thick. I think that would be incredibly, Well, I could go on and on about things I'm not. I could go on forever. It'd be a very long book. Let's just put it that way. So, I'm really seriously thinking about that. Be one of those novelty books. Michael Knowles wrote a book, one of his best sellers, actually. I think it's still selling. Greatest Liberal Ideas, I think it was. Or the greatest ideas liberals have, something to that effect. And as he wrote this book, it actually became a bestseller. When you think about it, writing a book that has no content, making, $500,000 or whatever he made with that thing. It's a kind of a novelty idea, which would be kind of what I'm thinking of, just doing some kind of a novelty book. Things I'm not. Why I'm not those things. Why I don't do those or won't do those things. Why I don't want to do or not qualified to do. There's all kinds of excuses for why. The book of things I'm not, basically, is what it would be. There's all kinds of directions I could go with that. It'd be kind of fun. Now, I don't know why my system just crashed again, by the way. So I had more commentary on Michael Knowles' book there and all the stuff I was going on, but it crashed, and so I have to kind of recoup and rethink everything. If I'm not paying attention, if I'm not watching everything that this thing is doing, I don't watch it like a hawk. I don't realize it's stopped recording, and it doesn't give me any kind of warning at all. It just stops recording. It just sits there, and I don't notice it. So I have all this content that keeps going on, and I'm not recording any of it. You guys are missing so much of a good show. I'm about a half hour into this show so far, and I've only recorded about 16 minutes of it. Pretty amazing. So, in the meantime, getting back to some of the things that are happening, and let's just talk about current events. Let's just make this a shorter show than normal, because I can't trust this thing. We have some interesting things that happened behind the scenes. And I think I might have mentioned this in the first show. It's my opinion right now that there seems to be some interesting things happening among the agencies that we would call the deep state. I'm going to start calling them the agencies. The FBI, CIA, the NSA. All these different intelligence agencies, as they call them. Otherwise known as the deep state. The folks that never go away from one election to the next, they're still there. People like Peter Strzok, James Comey, Andy McCabe, Christopher Wray. all these individuals who, you know, Clapper. Now, he's not there anymore, but his cronies are there. Brennan. These individuals are still out there, still promoting this idea. They keep, you know, they're contributors now on MSNBC and CNN. You'll still see Brenner and Clapper on there. Not as much as you used to, because they've lost some credibility. Now, I just found out this morning that one of the individuals doing the special counsel, I think he's actually the guy now who's been appointed to be on the special counsel for Joe Biden, was a never-Trumper.